From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what actually happens. Stefan de Mistura is the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
Perhaps now is the time to actually look seriously at the possible renewal of looking where and how we can have political discussions.
Foreign Minister Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts. They will discuss the situation in Aleppo. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo, but Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his troops will continue to fight. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-billion dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote on Friday. President Park is under fire for her relationship to Choi Soon-sil, a longtime confidant who has been charged with attempted fraud as well as other crimes. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday. No immediate reports of casualties. Another earthquake off the coast of Northern California in the Pacific Ocean, about 400 kilometers northwest of San Francisco. No damage. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Trump says he wants the agency to focus on keeping the nation's air and water clean. Media reports say Trump has picked restaurant executive Andrew Pusder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. Trump plans several trips Thursday, a visit to Columbus, Ohio, to meet with survivors of an attack on college students last week by a Somali immigrant. The president-elect will travel to Des Moines, Iowa, for another thank you rally. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking Thursday at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Ministerial Council in Germany, Kerry said the rising trend in authoritarian thinking is accompanied by a backsliding on human rights.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually an ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry also said the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea has persisted too long and called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement of those issues. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger spoke to reporters in London, warning that the risks from cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty. He singled out Russia for its alleged high-tech subversion. An anti-corruption group says Afghans paid an estimated $3 billion in bribes in the past year, registering an almost 50% increase since 2014. The findings are part of a biennial corruption survey released Thursday by Integrity Watch Afghanistan. The main challenger in Ghana's presidential election has said he is confident of victory, but called on supporters to give the nation's Electoral Commission more time to do its work. Nana Akufo-Addo spoke to supporters in Accra Thursday. The commission is slowly releasing provisional results from Wednesday's election. Major U.S. stock indexes closed at an all-time high for a second day in a row, led by gains in banks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.